Mental health groups in New York say they're being shortchanged in a massive reshuffling of the state's Medicaid program. Karen DeWitt explains.
Harvey Rosenthal with the Association of Psychiatric Rehabilitation Services says funding for community-based mental health services and housing has declined in recent state budgets. He says the state has the money now due to billions of dollars in windfall bank settlements to give providers a one-time $90 million investment.
We're talking here about people with the most serious mental health conditions who were not for these services. Would be homeless.
Rosenthal and other mental health advocates also questioned some of Governor Cuomo's budget priorities, including a plan to use some of the bank settlement monies to offer discounts on thruway tolls. They say some of the state's most vulnerable are more in need of the investment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.